Hey guys, it's Shane Banks. I am back really quickly. I know I'm probably putting out two today. I just had a very interesting conversation with Verizon Wireless. So I got to tell you guys, this segment is Verizon Wireless versus me. Got them. So what happened was I got a phone call. I was going to call them earlier, but I got a phone call from Verizon. And now I have been going back and forth about my Verizon bill because I feel as though that they've been adding charges because they're losing money. And I only say that because of the Sprint versus Verizon commercial that's on TV. And the guy that used to be on Verizon saying, "Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?" is now with Sprint. And that was a strategic plan by Sprint, but it was a strategic plan for him to say yes and know that it wouldn't damage his career. So I got this call, and I'm going to switch from Verizon to probably Sprint just because I like that commercial and I'm having issues. They called me and were asking about a payment plan that I had set up just to see if they would honor it. And I set this up, but I made a payment last week. So I made the payment last week, and it was two payments on the same day, though. So I paid once, and I was like, you know what, I'll just pay the rest of it, and I just paid it again. I wasn't really thinking. I was just like, let me just get this out of the way. So I made the payment. Got the confirmation text messages. Everything I thought in my mind was good. I got the message from the first one, the message from the second one. It's there. So I'm going about my weekend, doing my thing. And then I get a text message about data. And I'm like, hold on. Hold your horses. Wait a minute. Why are you telling me that I'm low on data? I just gave y'all money. Shouldn't you be upping the data when I give you money? What's this bullshit? So I got charged. I'm like, wait a minute. Time out. Then so I'm just like, whatever, it'd just be tacked on to the next bill. My bill's not due until the 30th. Last week, Friday was the 13th, and I paid on Friday, I think it was. So I was like, all right, I'm good. My bill's not due until the 30th, so I'm good. Monday and Tuesday go by, everything's pretty good, right? Wednesday happens, and I get this phone call, or this text message saying like, your bill is due to not get an interruption. You need to give us money. And I'm like, okay. So y'all tripping. So I just ignored it. Like, what? I just paid you on Friday. What are you talking about? Y'all tripping. So I'm driving to work, and I have to use my GPS to get to my office because it's not far away, but in traffic, it's far away. So I like to take back roads and different routes and different things. And I thought to myself, you know, let me take my time, but I got up late, so I had to rush. So I put in my GPS. I use Waze. Hey Waze, what's up? I helped 176 people this week, but I went to Waze and everything was fine, like for the first 30 minutes of the ride, and usually the ride can be like 50 minutes. So for the first 30 minutes, everything was good. Then I get closer, and all of a sudden I'm like, all right, I know when I get to this point, I can switch routes. So I press the route button. And nothing happens. And I'm like, why is this loading so long? What is going on here? Like, are you kidding me? What's happening here? So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just because I'm passing like a bunch of building offices. Maybe the Wi-Fi is strong. They're taking all the juice. I'll keep going. I'll press it again. Press it again. Nothing. So I'm like, shit. Oh my God. I don't know where I'm at. Like, I never know where I'm at on my way to work. So I'm like, crap. All right, maybe I'll just follow the route. And luckily, it stayed the same map, so I knew at least if I followed that, I could get to work. But then I was like, you know what? Why is this happening? Something's not right. So I call Verizon like, this is bullshit. What is happening? And then I get told by one of the billing people, oh, you owe us money. You told us you were going to pay us this amount on this day, and then you didn't pay us, and yada, yada, yada. So you owe us that plus this. And I'm like, hold on, what? Back up. Say that again. What did you say? So this person, this guy, tells me that I owe them money when I just paid them that exact price. And I'm like, you're wrong. Look it up. So then he goes in the notes and he's like, oh, yeah, I do see it here. Yeah, I see it here. Oh, yeah. I do apologize. I'll reconnect you. They disconnected my phone. Like, disconnected me in the middle of me driving to work. They didn't say that when they sent me the message. They just said, oh, there might be interruptions. You disconnected me. So then I'm like, hold on, sir. I don't like this. Why you disconnect me? And he's like, oh, well, you owed us this. And then it says here that you paid it, but then it says that you didn't. And then it says that you did. I'm so confused. And I'm like, who are you telling who's confused? So speed to today, I get another text message after I settled it and was like, you're wrong. Don't do that. He fixed it. Now, granted, they charge you for reconnection fee, which is $20. And they also charge you for talking to them, which is $7. So I just got charged $27 for doing all of that. Granted, let's just put that out there. Then today, I get a phone call recently in the past 2 minutes before I made this podcast. Same concept, same question. And I'm like, what are you talking about, ma'am? And it's a woman this time. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Willis? I think I did say that actually on an accident. I didn't mean to. But I was like, what you talking about, Willis? And she's like, oh, well, you owe us this money, and we don't want to disconnect you, so this is a courtesy call to let you know that we're going to be disconnecting you if you don't give us this money. And I'm like, hold on a second. Back it up. Ma'am, you need to go into your notes and realize that I just talked to your billing department on Wednesday. So if you're going to ask me to tell you the same thing that I told them, then I'm going to tell you the same thing I told them. But you're telling me you're going to transfer me to their department. I'm not spending time on hold or talking to them again because I already told them. So you need to go into your notes and realize it wasn't that long ago. So go into your notes 2 days and realize what I said. And then I got silent. She goes into her notes. She sees it. She's like, oh, yeah, I see it right here. You did it on Friday the 13th. And I'm like, okay, so why are you calling me? Then I go, I'm just confused. Why would you even consider calling me without looking at your notes? Now, I have to do that at work when I'm booking things. I have to look at the notes and see, have we booked there before? Was there an issue? Yada, yada, yada. So I say to her, I'm like, girl, I'm sorry. I know this isn't you. I know it's corporate. There are people above you. There are people that have sent this down to you. And that's why they have customer service. So they don't have to deal with people like me who know their bullshit because I'm a business owner. So I know your game. I know what you're doing. You're upcharging me on things and then making it seem like that I'm behind on my bill when you upcharge me and don't tell me. You upcharge me and then text me all of a sudden. You need to text me when you're upcharging me. You need to text me every single time I talk to them, we're charging you $7. You need to charge me every single time I reconnect, we're charging you $20. You need to tell me that because every time it adds up, I don't know it's there. And she was like, you're right. And I'm like, I know, but I'm not mad at you, boo. I'm mad at them. And she's like, honestly, I'm embarrassed right now that I'm even calling you because everything's accurate. As I'm doing the math and looking at this, everything is accurate, and I do apologize. And I'm like, no, you don't have to apologize. I'm just going to be real. I'm a tough cookie. I'm going to explain to you that your business acumen right now that you're bringing to me is bullshit. You need to fix it because right now, someone that's been with you 20 years sees the bullshit. And this is how businesses go south. It was time for me to go. And I told her, I'm switching my service tomorrow. I'm going to go figure out how I can switch my service to keep my phone number, but go somewhere else because y'all are playing games. My bill, let me tell you guys, my bill with no games, I barely even get on my phone for internet because I have a freaking computer. I use it for GPS at the most when it comes to data. My bill was $300. When I said that to her, I was like, this is BS. I don't even use my phone for anything but calling, texting, and Googling. I Google, the most thing I do on my phone is Google. Google and GPS. So I don't even talk that much on my phone because I text. So it was just like, ugh, I want to strangle you right now, but I can't and I'm not going to because it's not your fault. But I'm going to curse you out and let you know that this is some bullshit. And that's where I'm going to end this because I'm, again, it's 7 minutes in or 9 minutes in and I'm kind of getting drifting again. You know, this is Marijuana Amarillo. So, hey. But yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I had to tell them off. Verizon told you off. But thank you for listening. This is Shane Banks. I'm checking out.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.